A grieving mother had to be rescued by a stranger in a cemetery after sinking up to her knees in her baby son's flooded grave. Michelle Marshall was at the Ballyvester Cemetery in Donaghadee to lay flowers and balloons on the grave to mark what would have been her son's 12th birthday. We'll put pictures of this up online on the Twitter page at BBC Nolan and on our Facebook. It's at Real Stephen Nolan. Now, this story was first reported on the Belfast Live website, and I've been speaking to Michelle, and she told me what happened.
New Year's Eve was my son's birthday, and I had bought him some balloons and stuff, and I went up to the cemetery expecting it to be wet and muddy, because it always is. We've had this issue for 12 years. But when we arrived there, we could see that someone had thrown down a lot of sand over all the wet areas. But as I tried to get to my son's grave and stood in the sand, I just started to sink. My feet sort of recovered quite quickly, and I was struggling to pull my feet out. But the more I struggled, the deeper I got into the hole. And then we got to the stage where my feet were completely buried, and a man had to come over and help my sister, and they had to help pull me out.
So I'm looking at a picture of you. Well, it's your feet here, and the mud and the dirt is coming up towards your knee.
Yeah, absolutely. It was it just was buried, and we have laughed and joked about it since, because if I hadn't have been able to get my feet out of my shoes while they were down that hole, I wouldn't have been able to get out. I had to wriggle my feet out of those and just leave my shoes behind.
And how bad is this in the past? Has this been a reoccurring problem?
It has. He's been buried there for 12 years. And there's always been a problem. There's no drainage because he's at the bottom of the hill. That section gets very bad. But we have been on with the council before, and they first wrote and told us that we put drainage in, I think July 2016, and that never happened. And then they wrote a few months back and basically said there was no drainage going in because there wasn't really a problem. It was only during very adverse weather conditions.
And this is the Ballyvester Cemetery in Donaghadee?
Yes.
And how long would you say, if you were to put a rough time scale on the issues with regards to the flooding and when this started, how long would you say this has been a problem?
Well, it's been a problem for me personally since my son was buried 12 years ago.
And you're talking about your baby son, Bailey?
Yes.
Tell me more about Bailey. What happened to Bailey?
Bailey was born 14 weeks prematurely. And then when he was 33 days, he died from a bowel infection.
And this was on, he passed away in 2006?
Yes, February.
And his birthday was New Year's Eve?
Yes.
And the reason I ask, obviously, is because I'm sure it must be incredibly difficult to go there in the first place, but it's something that you want to do, Michelle, to visit him at that time of year and around his birthday. Yes. So how do you feel when you're going there in the first place and then you get there and you're literally sinking in the mud in front of your baby son's grave?
I can't even tell you how it feels. I hadn't been to his grave for a while because I couldn't face going. I used to go every evening to turn his wee nightlights on, same as you do with my other children. And it has got to the stage where the grave was such a mess that I couldn't even do that anymore. And then to have to go and to find you're actually sinking. I mean, this wasn't sand I was sinking into. I was in up to my knees. This was grave. So I just can't. As his mummy, I couldn't do anything to save him. I couldn't do anything to help him. He died in my arms. And now all I want to be able to do is just give him a nice resting place that I can just keep nice for him. And I haven't even been able to do that. We had to leave on his birthday and just bring our balloons and everything home with us because we just couldn't even get to the grave.
And grief is something that, you know, everyone deals with in their own way, and there's no easy way to do it.
Yes.
And having lost a baby, having lost a child, you know, I would assume that's something you never really get over. You learn to deal with it as best as you can.
You do, but you don't ever get over it. It's been 12 years now, and each year I think it has to get easier next year, you know, but it doesn't. If anything, I think it gets harder as the years go by, and, you know, another birthday, you should be starting big school, you know, just all those things are just constantly on your mind. And, you know, the grave would usually be a place where you go to just spend time and just
And to remember him, and I suppose to think of your family and as you've described there, you know, what he maybe would have been doing now if he had survived.
Absolutely. When I was buying him balloons and flowers the other day, I was thinking, you know, he would be 12, and if I had a 12-year-old boy, I wouldn't dream of buying him flowers, but there's nothing else I can do for Bailey. You know, we spent, when Bailey died, he was a very special wee boy, and he was, even though he was only £1.1, he lived for 33 days and battled really hard to stay with us. And we wanted to reflect that uniqueness in his headstone, and, you know, we ordered a special headstone from India, and we spent a lot of money on that, and we've recently got a surround around the grave to try and keep it nice. And,
because Bailey's, you know, his headstone, you can describe it better than me, but it has like a teddy bear as part of the actual gravestone, the headstone itself.
Yes, the headstone would be like possibly an oval shape, and then the teddy bear has his paws on the headstone peeking over. And at Bailey's funeral, we had sang the song by Phil Collins, and it said, "Just look over your shoulder, I'll be there." And as soon as I saw that headstone, I didn't care how we got it. I just had to have it for him. It just felt like he was just telling us, you know, I'll be watching you.
Yeah. I'm so sorry that you've had to go through any of this in the first place, and you know, for your loss. And I think you've done very well this morning describing how you as a mum and as a family, you try and deal with that. You try and cope as best as you can. Christmas is a great time for many people and for many families, but it also can be a time to remember people that you know, are no longer with us.
Christmas has never, ever been the same. You know, when you've lost a child, it can't be the same, you know. But I was at the cemetery yesterday and I met a family there whose mother has just been buried next to Bailey, and they were explaining to me how that when she was buried on Boxing Day, that they had to be sort of sent back. They couldn't even come to the grave. They had to wait while a digger came to redig the grave because it had all collapsed in on itself.
Because, you know, because the ground was so wet.
Because the ground was so wet.
And they've told you, they've said, you've talked about this with the people in charge of the grave for quite some time.
Yes.
And they have now told you that they don't plan to do anything in terms of drainage because there isn't an issue.
Yes, it only happens in severe weather conditions, is what we have been told when we have phoned up and things. But, I mean, you would know we haven't had anything that I would call severe weather conditions. And when you're up to your knees in sand, a friend of mine actually commented and said, you know, no, this looks like a country that's been hit by a tsunami.
Yeah.
You know, not an overnight bit of rain. You know, so, and it's just, I took photos last year at Christmas. I was so disheartened last year. My shoes were destroyed. This year they're buried with my son, you know. And I just worry where it's going to end because this ground is just becoming worse and worse. And when people are having to stand from a service watching while their mother's grave is redug, you know, it's horrendous. It's not just me, you know, there's a lot of people affected.
Of course. And I guess we've already mentioned this already this morning, Michelle, but when you go there, you're going to remember him, and you're actually being traumatised to an extent when you get there because you're literally sinking into the grave.
That's right. And I just feel like such a failure as a mummy. You know, I couldn't do anything to save Bailey when he was here. I fought so hard, you know, to get him the treatment and to keep his life support on, and you know, I had to watch him die in my arms, and now I can't even give him a nice place to rest. You know, there's no peace.
Well, just finally on this, what's your message to the council who are responsible for this and have told you there is no issue with drainage and there is nothing we are going to do?
Well, my point would be I have never seen anybody up to their knees in anybody's grave in any country, you know, so to have that problem, for the council to say there is no problem, it's crazy. I don't know how they can even think about telling people this. Obviously, they don't have people buried there themselves, so they would know the trauma of having to deal with this. But I just want them to step up and
try
and sort something out for them.
We will go to the council, Michelle, on behalf of you, of your family, of Bailey, and we'll ask them what they have to say.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Michelle, thank you. So we did go to Ardon North Down Borough Council. They apologise for the distress caused to Michelle, and they say they've spoken with her and have offered an apology and appropriate solution after inspection of the cemetery today. Obviously, that would have been yesterday. It is evident that due to recent heavy weather and sustained rainfall, that there is a significant amount of standing groundwater which has impacted accessibility to a small number of graves. The council will make these graves accessible in the short term by installing temporary ground protection. They said they were going to do that today, so hopefully that yesterday, so that hopefully has been done. And they say in order to generally improve drainage at the cemetery, it is also proposed that new additional drains are installed during the spring-summer 2018 when ground conditions permit. So that last line in particular, in order to generally improve drainage, they're going to take some action in the spring and summer of this year. Nolan at bbc.co.uk is the email if you want to get in touch.